Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induwa Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chedi. 2 weeks ago, I talked to you about the Tower of Babel and how COVID-19 was like our generation's version of the Tower of Babel experience, where we had our nice little comfort zone going, we had our nice plans, everything was going good, and then God decided to intervene and really just mash up things as we know it. God has a way of intervening sometimes when he finds that people are becoming too independent of him. Not that independence is a bad thing, but independence of God is not how God wants his people to live. The just shall live by faith, which is dependence on God. But sometimes we tend to get too independent and too much into our comfort zone, and God intervenes and he decides to shake us out of that comfort zone. And I want to continue sharing along those lines. I'm reading from the book of Acts, chapter 1. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering every house, and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Very often, you hear people say, I wish the church could go back to how it was in the book of Acts. They had all things in common. They broke bread. They met together daily. They continued in the apostles' doctrine. And in a lot of people's minds, that is the ideal way a church should be. People will say things like this. You know why the early church had so many miracles and healings taking place? Is because they had unity. They had all things in common. And that is why the anointing was so powerful. And even I used to preach that. But then as I started studying the Bible for myself, I realized that early church was not as great as people thought it was. Yes, by all means, there were great miracles taking place. On one day, 3,000 people got saved. Another day, 5,000 people got saved. Peter's shadow healed the sick. But there was a major problem with that early church. That early church was in rebellion against God. Jesus told his apostles, "You will be witnesses for me." And then he mentioned 4 geographic locations. He said, "You will be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and then the utmost parts of the world." Now, if you take a map and you highlight those regions, you will find that they form concentric circles. By that, what I mean is, here is Jerusalem. Jerusalem is in Judea. And then outside of Judea, you have Samaria. And then outside of Judea and Samaria, you have everything else. Judea and Samaria is what made up Old Testament Israel. And then everything outside of that was Gentiles. So at first there was the city of Jerusalem, then the country of Judea, then the bigger country of Samaria, and then the rest of the world. And then you will find that up for 8 chapters in the book of Acts, the early church was stuck in Jerusalem and Judea. In other words, they had limited the preaching of the gospel to Jewish people. In fact, when God told Peter, go to Cornelius's house, Peter was like, you crazy? I don't eat any unclean thing. It was unheard of to him. When the Holy Spirit came on Cornelius's house, they were shocked. They were saying, like, what? God pouring out the Spirit on Gentiles? It was a major shock to them, even though Jesus clearly told them Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the utmost parts of the world. yet. For eight chapters in the book of Acts, they were stuck in Jerusalem and Judea, and they really had no plans of leaving. They had no plans of going to Samaria and the rest of the world. They were stuck there in Jerusalem and Judea. That's where their main church was. Anybody who wanted to come to church had to come there, to that central location. So that was like their mega church. They were so planting roots that in the book of Acts chapter 6, the Bible said they started appointing deacons because there arose a conflict over food. And Peter and the apostles said, "Hear what, we can't deal with this food thing. Appoint deacons to deal with that." Now that's when you know you've planted roots. When you start quarreling over food. They were not planning to leave. They were planting roots. They were going to stay there forever if God didn't intervene. So God looked at that now and said, "Wait a minute. I told you all, four places, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the utmost parts of the world. And you all are just stuck in Judea. You have no plans of leaving." So God worked up a plan. He said, "I will deal with this." You see, the early church was in disobedience. Or should I say, they were not in full obedience. So God decided, just like with the Tower of Babel, when the people were becoming too independent, God decided to intervene and scatter them. God decided to intervene again. And how did he intervene? He raised up somebody called Saul of Tarsus. And Saul persecuted the church. He raised hell. He wreaked havoc in the church. He entered houses, dragged them off to prison. And I'm pretty sure people were praying, "I command all those demon spirits behind Saul. I rebuke them. I command them to cease and desist." And yeah, it's great. It's great to pray like that when you don't know for sure what's going on. But you see, not everything is a demon. Not everything is caused by demons. You see, demons are not in control. God is in control. And many times, God will even use demons to get his stuff done. God is the one who raised up Saul of Tarsus. I'll tell you how I know that. Because when persecution hit them, in the scripture we just read in Acts chapter 8, guess where they got scattered to? Samaria. They were stuck in Jerusalem and Judea. They had no plans of going into Samaria because those were unclean people. But when persecution hit them, the Bible said they got scattered, and the first place they went was Samaria. And the Bible said they who were scattered went preaching the word. And it talked about Philip, who went down to Samaria, and there was a great revival there. People received the Holy Spirit. There were miracles, healings. And then, when God was satisfied that the gospel had now reached Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, guess what he did? He took the same Saul of Tarsus, and he intercepted him one day on the road to Damascus. And he said, "Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he converted Saul. And he made him an apostle and sent him where? To the utmost parts of the world. He became the apostle to the Gentiles. So therefore, God accomplished his goal of spreading the gospel, starting from Jerusalem, Judea, persecution sent it to Samaria, and then the conversion of Paul sent it to the utmost parts of the world. Now tell me, do you really believe the devil is in control? Do you really believe that every bad thing that happens in life is because some devil is out there wreaking havoc? God is the one in control. And many of us may have got significantly affected by COVID. I thank God that for the most part in Trinidad, we were unscathed. Some people may have been affected differently. A lot of us may look back at COVID and said, "You know what, before COVID, I had my health. Before COVID, I had my loved ones. Now I no longer have them. Before COVID, I had a job. Before COVID, I was managing financially." I don't know how COVID would have affected you, but I do know this. God is in control. And many times, God will allow things to happen in our lives. God will allow persecution. God will allow trials into our lives. Because He wants to shake us up out of our comfort zone and take us into a place. You see, we tend to get comfortable in our comfort zone, and we tend to get complacent and independent of God. And God needs to intervene from time to time and set things right. So, like I said, I don't know how COVID has affected you. Maybe in a bad way, maybe in no way at all. But I pray that however it has affected you, I want you to remember that God is in control. Seek Him. Seek His will. And allow Him to direct your path. If God wants to shake you up and send you somewhere that you really needed to be, then ask God to show you what are you trying to accomplish. And I pray that God's purposes and plans will be fulfilled in your life, and that your latter will be greater, and that all the plans that God had for you will come to pass, and that God will use you mightily to build His kingdom. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indio Rampol Chedi. Please check out our two books, Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, available at RIK bookstores throughout Trinidad. Small Devil, Big God teaches Christians how to overcome bondage through their walk with God. It helps you to identify some of the things that cause Christians to live in bondage and overcome them, so you can truly experience the freedom that Christ provided for you. Here is what one reader has written on Amazon. I don't have words to express how much this book has blessed me. It was life-changing. As I read every word, I could feel the chains of bondage falling off me. Now I look forward to praying instead of dreading it, which is how I lived for years. Thank you for writing this book. It should be mandatory reading for every Christian. I Kissed Waiting Goodbye is a book especially for single Christians looking for a husband or wife. It gives single Christians a biblical action plan to help you find a godly Christian spouse. One Amazon reader wrote, "Excellent read. If you are looking for a book that gives clear, sound, and biblical insight into dating and finding a Christian spouse, I couldn't recommend this book enough. It not only cleared up a lot of confusion I had as a single Christian, but gave me hope and excitement regarding the process of finding a spouse." Another reader said, "Absolutely love it. It gives insight into the scriptures in this important area in ways I never understood before. It's been so long since I learned so much from a book. I have to get copies for each of my nieces and nephews. Better to help them choose good spouses now than have to pick up the pieces later on. Thank you for writing this book, Indira and Denver. It addresses a very serious need in the kingdom of God. This will be a great book for your children. It is also a great book for parents and youth leaders, so you can give sound advice and counsel to single Christians. Our books are available at RIK bookstores. RIK has 7 locations in Trinidad: Queen Street, Port of Spain; High Street, San Fernando; Gulf City Mall; Price Plaza; Grand Bazaar; Long Circular Mall; and Trin City Mall. Our book will be in the local authors or West Indian section. Ask for them by name. Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, written by Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indira Rampol Chedi. Each book costs only $100 TT, but provides thousands of dollars of spiritual value. I promise you that you will be tremendously blessed by them. You can also get copies as gifts for your Christian friends. God bless you. See you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Indira Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.